Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first of all, I resemble what the Hawks will likely be after 22 games. I'm 8-14. Didn't make any picks on Friday.
I think over the next couple weeks, we ought to get you just either way, whether or not you're here, just to make your picks. Send them to us.
Just text them or something, yeah.
That way you can at least try to make a comeback.
I'm back with you guys on Friday.
There you go. Well, you can at least try to make a comeback, with your picks. So it is what it is.
We have a lot of self-reflection. We have a lot of injuries, but nobody cares. And I'm still 8-14. My record is what we said we are.
What do you think, Bo? Let's start with a good, if you want to.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I can go first if you want to. I'm going to go. My good is going to be your Florida Gators, my friend.
And I'm glad you were good on this one.
Yeah, I know. And I felt good about it going into the game. The line was sneaky. LSU coming off a big loss. Florida playing better. Lagway in the lineup. Here's what I had to say.
I'm going down to Gainesville. All right, you got 22 LSU.
Leave my team alone.
Matching up against the Florida Gators. LSU favored by 3.5 on the road in Gainesville. What does Vegas know that we don't? I don't know. But DJ Lagway looks like he might be playing. I think Florida's a different team, even with all the injuries they've had. Seems like they have an injury at every position group. But even with all the injuries they have, I think they're looking up under DJ Lagway. I think this is that game. You always knew that Florida was going to get somebody along the way. I think this is the one. Give me Florida plus the 3.5 in Gainesville this weekend.
We're sitting here again.
Taking a bow, too. Look at him.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hey, that was a one-legged DJ Lagway, and he still made a couple plays.
Thank you.
I knew that it was – so Rob, real quick, we're never able to stream games on the plane. And I said, screw it. I'll try it real quick. And I'd fallen asleep as we took off, and at the game, because it just kicked off, it was streaming, and I said, it's meant to be. We're going to win. It's going to win.
Did you have the middle seat between Arch and Wes?
No, we were on a freaking Airbus, dude. Arch and I had two seats in between us. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was comfort. It was comfort to Denver. I told you that there would only be a total of 44 points scored in the Falcons-Broncos game. And boy, was I right. Falcons are flying to Denver to play the Broncos, who have one of the better defenses in the league. Denver's offense is not phenomenal. They're hit or miss. Sean Payton is 3-0 against NFC South teams this year.
What are you about to do here?
Just listen to me.
What are you about to do?
Sean Payton is 3-0 against NFC South teams. All of those wins have been by double digits.
Woof.
The over-under is 44.5.
Okay.
Give me the under. 24-20. Falcons win, but give me the under.
Dude,
give me
the under. How bad do you want us to stress?
Did you do it?
Yes.
What did it cost?
Everything.
Everything. That's the best cut possible for that. Not 24-20, but it was like I'm sitting there wrapping my head around that last night and realized the over-under was 44.5, and you hit it by a half point. So good for you, man. Good for you. Do you want to go ahead and do your bad?
Sure.
Yeah, you know.
You know, I'm just going to stop believing in some teams, and Ohio State is one of them. You're
Ohio
dead to me.
State at Northwestern.
Ooh.
Now, listen to this. It's a 28.5-point spread. What do you think the over-under is based on that? Without looking.
Northwestern. Let me 50.
43.5.
Ooh! Yuck!
Does that make any sense to you?
That's ugly, man.
Does that make any sense to
you? I don't
you?
Mind that pick.
Does that make any sense to you?
No.
So I'm going the over.
Okay.
I'm going to take the over in this game. It's 43.5. Give me the over. And I don't know if you're going to take it to the bank or not.
Psych! That's the wrong number!
Pretty sure that right after that cut, I said, man, I could see Ohio State winning like 35-0, though. the final 31-7. So it was ugly, man.
Northwestern had a fourth and goal, and I was watching it before we took off. They had, yeah. they had a fourth and goal in the red area. And just come on, man.
Real quick, Dylan, can you play my bad real quick? Dylan, play my bad. Yeah. Oh, you know what? And because I went 4-0, I get a bonus. How about this one? I liked the Georgia Bulldogs on Saturday.
Everything in me, because I'm not used to seeing UGA at this level, so everything in me tells me to take Tennessee. I just said, though, in fair foul, I think this will be one of Georgia's most complete games. We've seen what Georgia is when the lights come on and they're able to kind of put their foot down in these big matchups. Obviously not get it done a week ago. I think Georgia's defensive front goes out and wins this game much like they did against Texas. Nico is not the dual threat that you saw against Ole Miss last week. I think the defense tees off. It's a big spread at 9.5, but give me Georgia minus the point. Points this weekend. Georgia gets it done against Tennessee in what is a college football playoff elimination game.
Yeah, well, they have our five kids show resiliency. I'm proud of them. Look, it was a week ago, a couple hours that we were dead and gone. You know, people had written us off. It's just, it's hard to play in this league week in and week out on the road. We've accumulated a tremendous amount of injuries from the schedule we've had, and it's not going to really get any easier. It's a physical game, but when you play the gauntlet of what we played, it's taking its toll.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. A little bonus for you, man. I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. But the unfortunate thing is, in Vegas, what goes up must come down. So I got to hold on. I got to hold the rope. I got to hold the rope for the next few weeks. Anyways, feeling good. 4-0. Let's do it.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.